Let's get that home improvement jazz getting on. Let's get her done. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Doesn't that make you just want to run some caulk, drive some nails, roll out some paint? Come on, strap on that nail apron. You got a project you want to get done? That's why we're here. At Rosie on the House. Oh, yeah, there's some words I understood. Very good.
What a rock star you are.
What a rock star I are. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House. This is the 9 o'clock hour. We have cleared. John J. Harper always stays after and clears all the phone lines because we get a lot of calls right there at the end of the show. So he's done that. Every phone line is completely open. My sweet wife, sweet Jennifer, will take your call at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Go ahead and call in now, line up, and we'll get to your calls, your questions, and your projects as quick as we can. And when I say we, I'm talking about me, Rosie Romero, and my son, Romy Romero, who's been by my side both in the field and in the radio production business. Basically, since he could basically walk, he was, you know, back in the old days, payroll, I'd throw him in the, he rode shotgun. And we'd drive around with a ice chest in the back of the pickup truck, and I'd have a folder of paychecks, and we'd drive around to the jobs and deliver paychecks and soda pops to all the guys. So Romy was my payroll guard. And then you graduated to the push broom.
And it only went downhill from there.
And then I'll never forget the day I left you and your brother on the side of Camelback Mountain with that jackhammer. Romy, when I walked off that job, I laughed for an hour. I left them at the highest house on Camelback Mountain with a jackhammer that weighed twice what both of them weighed. And I said, I need a hole. We're putting a jacuzzi right here in this solid rock. Really, I laughed until I cried.
Yeah.
for at least half the day. So Romy's been by my side for a long time. Thank you for that, buddy. I appreciate it. You could have left a long time ago like your other brother. We're here to answer your questions. 1-888-767-4348. Hey, did you see? I know you didn't, so I'm going to bring it to your attention. In Florida, they passed a law that homeowners using unlicensed contractors can be fined by the state of Florida up to $5,000. Hello? That's how rampant the unlicensed problem is in Florida.
So instead of going after the unlicensed contractor, they're going after the homeowner that hires them.
And listen, I want all of my contractor friends to listen to me very closely. There is a new website, and I'm gonna get up on a little soapbox here because I get kind of fed up with consumers that can vent about an experience without giving the service provider a chance to correct it. They're just perpetual, habitual gripers, complainers, and whiners. They drive me nuts. New website where restaurants and contractors and service providers can rate the consumer.
Now, does the consumer get the chance to defend themselves on that side?
This is brand new, baby. I don't know.
What's the name of it?
Well, I want to play with it a little bit in this next week. But this could turn the tide on these habitual social networking opportunist that don't have the courtesy or the courage to call the company and say, you know, your grits were a little bit cold the other morning when I was at breakfast there. But they get on this, you know, 300-letter about how horrible the restaurant is, you know, that they've been going to for 7 years because one day the grits were cold, you know. So, a website where we can now grade the consumer. This is going to be big. I can't believe we didn't think of this a long time ago. Pinpoint the troublemakers here. Listen, at Rosie on the House, we don't have many troublemakers. We work really hard to become your best friend. We want to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So we do this radio program every Saturday morning for 4 hours. We have the website, rosieonthehouse.com, that Romy is piloting through a new evolution that is just getting better and better and better, as well as with Scott Apple, who has helped us get some new videos up. If you haven't been to the website recently, we've got some new videos posted. We filmed a whole bunch of them, and we're going to just put a new one up there every week. This week, we've added one on how you can greatly enhance the security of your home at the front door. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. And I think we're going to run a little contest on that a little bit later. If you're a recipient of our email newsletter that gets distributed every Thursday, that newsletter has a link to that new video. Watch it. We're going to ask a question in a few minutes, and we're going to award some tickets to the Coyotes hockey game, right?
Against the Montreal on February 9th.
Okay.
Thursday night game, 7 o'clock at Westgate. What's the name of that arena?
It'll be.
Is that jobbing.com arena?
I don't know.
Is that the one?
I lose track. For all the money different companies pay for title sponsorship, I still call it Bank One Ballpark. I know that drives people nuts.
It's still Desert Sky Blockbuster, Desert Sky Pavilion to me. But it's the arena that looked really big until they built the Cardinals Stadium.
That's right.
To the north of it, next to Westgate. Right.
So we've got that contest going on here live during the broadcast a little bit later. Get to the website. So we have the show. We have the website. We also write for several newspapers across the state of Arizona. Now, we have our website where we post a new blog, weekly blog, and that was written and posted just a couple days ago. Today's topic at 10 o'clock is going to be on saguaro cacti, the iconic Arizona landscape plant. If you Google growing area of a saguaro cactus, it goes a very, very little, tiny, tiny, tiny bit into California, and then it's exclusively in Arizona below the Mogollon Rim, and then into northern Mexico. So we own the saguaro cactus, and we're going to talk about the Native American uses of the plant, the six most common asked questions about the plant. We're going to talk about some illegal activity Jennifer did in her younger life revolving around a saguaro cactus. It's all great family and information and entertainment. So on the website, we're talking about saguaro cacti today. But in the Casa Grande Dispatch, we're talking about home theaters. In the Green Valley News, we're talking about roofing issues. And boy, roofing has become a huge issue with all the moisture we've experienced in the last 30 days. In the Green Valley Homes paper on Sunday, we're going to be talking about tips on selling your home. In the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson, we take questions from Pima County and we answer those specific questions. So the Daily Star deals with questions we specifically get out of the Tucson and Pima County area, and we answer those questions. So it was kind of like the Dear Abby of home improvement for Pima County. At KTAR.com, we post a blog, and this week we're talking about what you need to know prior to purchasing a water softener. And in the Arizona Republic today, we have an article on romantic remodeling that you can get done around your home and your garden as a little planning for Valentine's Day. So We have a full staff working all week long to disseminate all this information to get you reliable, local, pertinent home ownership information. If you go to our website, rosieonnows.com, literally, it's like an encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership. With all that said, let's get to John calling from Tucson and invite other callers to 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the call. I got a question and a statement.
Okay.
The question is, looking to do, as I've been told, it's pretty good, is that luxury vinyl tile, little planks.
Yeah.
And my problem is that the older Arizona floors are not anywhere near level. So we need to put a concrete leveler on there. Fine. But they talk about the moisture being a problem, that it really has to be cured before you put them down. Otherwise, you're going to have more problems. What kind of time period am I looking at between leveling and applying?
Okay, John, I want you to hang on. That's a little bit of a lengthy answer. Just you held on through the opening segment. I want you to hang on just through this short commercial break. We come back. John's do-it-yourself flooring project in Tucson with Rosie on the house. You know, I'm asked all the time about products I endorse and do I really believe in them. Look, folks, most of the products I endorse –